call to order the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee meeting for November 9, 2021, 4 p.m. Item number two, Notification of Open Meetings Act, posted and announcement of meeting procedure. Before we start, a copy of the Open Meetings Act and Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. We ask that the public not interrupt the directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Item number one, phone call.
Butler?
Here.
Jack?
Here.
Bonnet?
Here.
And Chairperson?
Here. Item number four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Got a motion?
Second.
And a second, roll call.
Jack?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Butler?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Aye. Item number five, proof of publication and meeting notice. We have a copy of that, which will become part of the permanent record. Item number six, review and recommendation of West Africa Trail Millard Connection in a local agreement with City of Omaha, Eric Williams.
Good afternoon, everyone. We've worked on a number of different projects along the West Papio Creek and West Papio Trail corridor over recent years. Currently, there are two sections of the trail divided in Millard, from about 132nd and Q up to about 137th and Millard Ave. I think the next page is the map. So this map in your attachment shows the area where the last remaining section of the trail has not yet been constructed. You can see the angled street on the right side is Harry Anderson Ave. We purchased the former UP Railroad right-of-way, constructed the trail all the way up to that corner of about 132nd and Q Street a few years ago. And so the project now is to follow along the backside of Tyson, which is located in the upper right portion of what's listed as Area C. That's Tyson's meat processing facility. We will follow along the backside of Tyson, along the West Papio Creek, directly over the words Area C and 132nd Street. We've worked with the City of Omaha on a very large stormwater outlet structure near 132nd Street. That project is completed, as well as another project just a little bit further downstream. The trail will continue up to Q Street with underpass and connection to Q Street, along the backside of the ball fields, and then under Millard Ave, and tie back up to the existing crossing on Millard Ave over to the trail, which is behind Hobby Lobby at about 137th Street in Millard Ave. So this would close the remaining gap in the West Papio Trail. We've been planning this for a number of years. We submitted and were approved for federal funding for this project about 4 years ago, and that's been moving forward through the federal aid funding process. In order to move the project from planning into engineering and then construction, we need to submit an agreement with the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Prior to doing that, we want to make sure we're clear with the City of Omaha about the responsibilities and obligations for each of the two agencies as we go through that design and construction process. So what we have as a recommendation is an interlocal agreement between the NRD and the City of Omaha specifying that we will apply for the federal aid to cover 80% of the cost of the project, and the NRD will then administer the design contract as well as the construction contract. And then at the conclusion, the City of Omaha will receive the any property rights necessary to take over full operations and maintenance of the trail section. And they will cost share on half of the local portion of the trail. That would mean 80% federal funding, and then 10% covered by the NRD, and 10% covered by the City of Omaha. We provided the interlocal to the Parks Department. They've indicated that their director and that their legal office has reviewed it. They don't have specific comments. The agreement is a little different than some we've done in the past because in addition to the two agencies, the city and the NRD, there is an agreement with NDOT for the design and construction of the project. So our legal counsel helped to update the interlocal form that we generally use to make sure that this matches with the type of work we will be conducting for this project. So we provided this version to the City of Omaha. They've indicated that they'll provide it to City Council for review and approval. After the interlocal is finalized, we'll move on to initiating the design with NDOT. We expect that design to take probably all of 22 and 23, maybe even 2024, based on some of the potential challenges in the area of the West Papio Creek. And we expect the construction to be going in 2025, if not sooner. But that's the kind of more conservative estimate of the expected construction of this project following interlocal and then the agreement with NDOT. So we recommend approval of the interlocal agreements, which have been signed by the general manager and by the mayor, and after approval by the city council, and to move forward with the design and construction of the West Patio Trail, Miller Connection.
Thank you, Eric. We could have a motion on staff recommendation.
Second.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Director? Director Burnett.
Is there going to be any Millard Airport Authority or any other airport authority involvement in this trail?
Yeah, we've talked to them a number of times. Again, in the area of Area C, in that section of the map, the Airport Authority owns a portion of the property on the left bank across the creek from the actual airport plant. They do not believe that we would be working in any of their property, but even if there is a small impact to property owned by the Airport Authority, they've indicated that they're supportive of the project. They're mostly not concerned about people on the other side of the creek. So we've talked to them about the existing trail and the future trail work, and they are at their support.
And how did you arrive at the decision to go for federal funding for this leg of the project?
The federal funding process triggers some additional public engagement and environmental review. So most public agencies in the area agree that you should generally only pursue federal funding if the overall cost of the project is going to be significant, generally in the $1 million to $2 million range or more. At that point, the additional funding that you receive is worth the additional time and review that needs to occur. This project was large enough, and we expect the cost to be significant enough that it is justified to use the federal funding process rather than fund it locally. That means that the local share for the NRD and the city of Omaha will be quite a lot lower compared to the paying the entire project out by ourselves. In this case, we think that probably the trade-off of time to completion relative to funding that we would bring in is probably a good use of our time and federal funds.
That sounds great. If you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, your discussions with your counterpart at the city, have you guys discussed bringing that sidewalk and improving it straight south along the 132nd to the Z Street Park there?
We haven't looked at that yet. That's directly at the area C text on the map there. There is an existing crossing on the 132nd Street Bridge, which I've been out on a number of times for site visits. It is something like a sidewalk crossing, similar to what's at Millard Ave up by Area A in the upper left. Those could be used by people who would like to access the trail. They will use the Millard Ave location. People could cross 132nd Street north to get to the trail. This concept doesn't include a connection from 132nd down to the trail, but we do believe that it might be possible to do that on the west side of 132nd. So there are places where the trail has an underpass and it is not connected to the road above. Mm-hmm. It is possible that will occur at 132nd Street. But there is access at Q Street on both sides, and we expect access on both sides of Millard Ave. The very tight physical limits on Tyson on the east and then the parking spaces on the west mean that it might not be possible to get a trail connection from 132nd, in which case it probably doesn't make sense to encourage people to come across the bridge if they're not going to be able to get from the road down to the trail underneath. But we have looked at that on the west side. It does seem like it might be possible. That's something we'll figure out as we go through the design process.
Okay. And lastly, you and I have talked about a couple of pedestrian bridges and the location across a little further south from Sky Park over to the bridge, but also from Anderson Fields to the commuter lot next to the McDonald's. Have you discussed that with the city at all? We kind of talked about incorporating that vacant, dilapidated lot into our plan.
So right here between the two ball fields, the parking area, we did investigate whether a freestanding pedestrian bridge across the West Patio Creek could be constructed. That was a part of the conceptual study. And the vacant lot that you mentioned on the north side of the streets, currently listed for sale, we have looked at that. I think the complexity, it's possible that a bridge might be an option. Again, we did look at it during the conceptual phase. I think we'll probably reconsider that during the design phase. But because there are additional crossings at very short distances to Q Street and to Millard Ave to get to the other side, It seems unlikely that the overall cost for a freestanding bridge, probably on the order of $750,000, would be justified in this particular location. We did evaluate it, and we think it could be physically constructed. A little bit more would need to be done during the design phase to determine, one, if it's possible, two, what would be the cost, and then three, is that a type of investment that we think is worth NRD, city, and federal funds in this location? Possible, so we'll keep that in mind as we go through the design process.
With the nice sidewalk there, I wonder if it might be feasible to ask the city just to incorporate that extra lot as a bridgehead, or as a trailhead.
It is possible. Usually with federal funding projects, you want to be very careful about the definition of the scope of the project. Federal agencies kind of get flustered when they hear that you might be creeping into other areas that were not defined in the scope of the project. And it can make it much, much more complicated from a public engagement and environmental review perspective. So a trail along the banks of the creek, there are a number of private property owners that we'll already be working with. About five or six auto parts stores on this side of the creek right here, as well as Tyson and Renfro, and I think a separate entity that owns this area. So the complexity of landowner engagement here is already going to be kind of challenging. Looking at the other side of the creek expands the scope of the engagement and environmental review. So usually in situations like that, we keep the scope of the federal aid project limited, and then work with the partner to say, after this project is completed, it would be possible to make additional investments in this area. But we'd rather keep them outside of the federal aid process because of the complexity of the funding.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Director Bradley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I sort of have, I don't know, a dumb question, but maybe I was the king of dumb questions. But the NRD for the infrastructure bill, the money that went through, I understand we're not going to get a penny or anything. But what about the city of Omaha? If they were cost sharing, they get some money, may that sort of go in on a project like this, not say this exact project, but perhaps any other project in the future?
That's possible. Another portion of the federal funding would go to MAPA. The federal 80% cost share that we would seek in this project, or that has been approved but hasn't been officially started yet, that comes from a funding source that is expected to see an increase from the infrastructure bill that was just approved. MAPA doesn't yet have the details of how much or when that funding would be available. But I have talked to Mike Hogerson, their executive director, and Port on their transportation team. They do expect an increase in the transportation alternative program funding over the next 5 years specifically. So this project and a couple others that have kind of been waiting to make sure that the amount of federal funding available matches to the types of projects that are being proposed in the metro area, they think that that probably will accelerate. And we are looking at proposing additional projects that might be a good match to federal funding in the future to make sure that our area takes full advantage of federal funding that's available so we don't end up having to turn any back. So rather than through the NRD or through the city, MAPA is a good mechanism for federal funding to come into projects like this in our area. And it's an existing workflow that can just kind of have the dial turned up. And that usually works better than developing entirely new programs. Those take a little longer. And so MAPA is preparing to have additional funding and get that distributed through projects like this.
Thank you. So I will send out a kind of more detail on the infrastructure package that has. The majority of the funds will go through agencies like CORE, Department of Transportation. There's also a part that is allocated directly to states for their use. As Eric stated, like the money will go through MAPA. We could probably access money through the CORE, through FEMA, through other agencies that will get a bump in their funding, and we'll take advantage of those programs as they become available and as they're funded. So there's no direct allocation to the NRD, but it does impact us.
Thank you.
Any other comments from directors?
Eric, is there an approximate cost to this whole project?
The map that you're seeing now is from the conceptual study, which we did in 2018. At that time, the two drainage projects were still included in the estimate. Those have now been completed through a partnership mostly by the City of Omaha, with some cost share from us. At the time, the estimate was on the order of $1.82 million. So we think that it probably balances out between cost increases over the last few years and removal of those couple relatively expensive components. So we haven't done a new cost estimate update since 2018, but the federal funding that is currently allocated is on the order of $2 million. The good news is that an 80% cost share federal funding allocation from MAPA. If the cost of the project increases, we can request additional funding, and MAPA has been very good about providing that. So the potential risk of the cost increasing for us dramatically is much less likely. It will probably end up at 80-10-10 as the cost share breakdown. Even if the cost of the project increases, MAPA would probably have more money available.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from directors? Roll call.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Jefferson?
Aye. Thank you. Item number 7, review and recommendation of Beltline Trail Phase 1 construction bids. Eric?
I've got a couple additional things here. A copy of the trail connectivity plan was placed on your desk here. This was covered in the chairperson's report last month, but the physical copy that was handed out had a misprint and half of the maps were not included. I mention that only because the tag page that is listed there with the yellow sheet is a project we just talked about, the West Bathdale Railroad Connection. And if you flip the page, the very next one are two halves of the Beltline Trail, which we'll talk about now. So that additional information was requested by Director Thompson to make sure everybody had an accurate copy of the physical document. So the Beltline Trail, included in that connectivity plan, is a project we've been working on for a couple of years in partnership with the City of Omaha and a number of stakeholders. At this time, we have completed the design and bidding for Phase 1. If you skip to the next page, maybe you can zoom out a couple clicks. This is a map from the recently completed Beltline Trail Master Plan, which we'll be posting on the district's website, so that covers the entire range. This is the entire range of the Beltline Trail that we're working on, starting in the lower left at about Hamilton Street, where it meets Military Ave, and continuing along the rail corridor up to the upper right at the Transit Center. The phase that we've outlined now in bid and are recommending for award is listed as roughly 4B and 4C in the master plan. So I apologize for the confusion in the names, but it is called Phase 1 in the construction documents that were bid. You go to the next page. Here is a map of the portion of the trail which was prepared and in bid, and it extends from, at the north, the Y-shaped building is the Metro Transit, North Omaha Transit Center. Runs along the east side of 31st Ave down to the connection at Sprague Street. Across Sprague Street, that's Druid Hill Elementary School, and down to the existing pedestrian crossing over John A. Creighton Boulevard. This phase was an extremely easy phase to design and to construct because it's entirely on City of Omaha property or public right-of-way. We worked with the Omaha Public Works Department to make sure that we were in line with all of their specifications and regulations for a project in public right-of-way, as well as the Parks Department, who will take over the operations and maintenance of the Beltline Trail when the project is completed. This phase, we would like to construct in the spring and be done by the middle of June next year. That allows us to continue with design work in future phases of the Beltline Trail, even as this moves forward, and we can demonstrate to the community that we have had a lot of planning in this area, and we're now moving this to construction and projects that directly benefit the recreation, active transportation, and access to natural resources in this part of our community. The bidding was very successful. We received 5 bids. All 5 were quite a ways under the engineer's estimate, and we are recommending an award to Swain Construction in the amount of $208,474.71. I did talk with both the Public Works Department and the Parks Department, as well as other members of the NRD staff, about past work with Swain Construction. We feel that they are capable of completing this project successfully, and we'll make very certain that we are working collaboratively with EGA, the engineer, who will be on site during the project, and with Swain to deliver a successful project so that this can be ready for public use in summer of 2022. And we would recommend award of the construction.
Thank you. We can have a motion on this item.
Motion for staff recommendation.
Second.
Second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Director Davidson?
No, I was pointing out Director Thompson.
Oh, okay. Director Thompson.
Why didn't we go all the way down to Adams Park?
If you pull up the additional documents for the master plan, you zoom out a little bit. And this, if you zoom to a full page level and skip forward a few pages, Skip forward a few pages here, maybe page 7. Looks like this might be, that might be the end. It is. Okay. Oh, is it not something that's beginning?
You're matching this in the context. In your memo.
Okay, well, I guess the idea there, I'm not sure what happened to this document. The master plan does highlight work along various sectors in this corridor. The phase one, if you start at the north end and work down, let's see, up a couple of pages. How about down a little bit? Sorry, right there. Okay, here's Adams Park. On the east edge of Adams Park is John A. Creighton Boulevard. There's a painted crosswalk with a little yellow signal indicated there. That is John A. Creighton Boulevard, which continues up to Druid Hill and the pedestrian crossing. So the section that we are recommending for construction right now is directly north of that painted crosswalk indicator in the upper right corner of this map. That was phase one. We do anticipate that construction along John A. Creighton Boulevard would be one of the options for connecting the trail from Druid Hill down to Adams Park. The small orange triangle in the upper left is on the property owned by the Malcolm X Memorial Foundation. That property does have the parcel that is the actual rail bed corridor. About 2,000 feet of it is owned by the foundation. We have talked with them about the potential for the trail to be constructed on their property. They are in the process of some master planning and organizational structure reconsideration. So they have indicated they are not necessarily looking to have the trail constructed on their property at this time. Part of the phasing of the construction projects is to build the north section, look at a portion in Adams Park, look at a portion further south, and continue to allow the Malcolm X Memorial Foundation the opportunity to work through their master planning and decide if the trail on their property is something they would like to see in the future. We would like to give them every opportunity to participate in this project if they would like, but the timelines between our master plan and theirs didn't necessarily align yet. And so we decided to build the very north portion from the elementary school to the transit center on its own, and then evaluate, will we follow John A. Creighton down to the painted crosswalk in Adams Park, or might we come across and down through the rail corridor in the Malcolm X Memorial Foundation property? We don't know the answer to that yet. EGA did some evaluation there. We are continuing to keep engaged with the stakeholders to find out which of those is the better path, and we want to make sure and leave that opportunity available in the future.
It would have gone to Druid Hill anyway.
Correct.
So this is kind of like we're in business here. This is serious. We are building this trail, and we just have to do some more negotiation with Malcolm to try and move it over to
that part of
the triangle design.
If the foundation would like to participate, we'd be glad to work with them. If they choose not to participate, we have an alternate corridor along John A. Creighton that we consider to be. There is an existing very poor condition asphalt surface sidewalk that we would upgrade to concrete. The section here from the lower left portion of Adams Park along the west, along the north part of Adams Park, so kind of southwest around to northeast, that is expected to be phase two. We think those plans will be done in December. We expect to be bidding that in January. That's another portion that we expect will be constructed regardless of whether we follow the rail corridor with the Malcolm X Memorial Foundation or follow John A. Creighton Boulevard, the trail through the park. It's another good project that we can move forward. So we're moving forward individual pieces and allowing the opportunity for the best future project to connect between Adams Park and Druid Hill based on what the community thinks is the most appropriate.
Yeah, that's not a bad philosophy, but from a construction standpoint, I would think the more miles, feet we could build, we'd be better priced. Phase two is basically Adams Park Trail on the west side because it shows a dotted line through the woods there from painted crosswalk on up or an option here to go down.
Wrapping all the way around. This is basically the section that we are looking
for
at.
Page two.
Correct.
Well, unless we get to Malcolm X up there in the lower lot.
So Malcolm X, this one right up here. There's another map that shows this entire distance. I think your map in your handout has that.
Yeah.
It is possible that things will change and that we might end up working with Malcolm X on the property that they own, but again, we want to give them the time to do the master planning for their...
We can't wait for them forever.
We cannot. And so it is possible that after phase two in the park, that phase three might end up being connect the park to Druid Hill. And that is a very straightforward project. We expect competitive bidding, just like we had on this one. It's a parallel side path type of trail.
Yeah.
I would say that the bids we got for this project demonstrate that we can get competitive pricing on a parallel side path project, even if it is a relatively shorter project. Again, the bids were quite a ways under the estimate, so kudos to EGA on their excellent work getting good bids. We put in a lot of effort there.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Thank you. I think most of it was answered, but is there a reason that, is there any help on this one, interlocal type help? Because the previous project, there was all kinds of federal funding, City of Omaha and so forth. What's available here?
The NRP is leading this project. We are doing the design and construction, and there is an interlocal with the City of Omaha. They agree to receive any property rights that are acquired in part of this project, and then operate and maintain the project long term. The interlocal specifies that the NRD will lead the design and construction portion. There is not a cost share from the city for this project. We specifically did not seek federal funding on this project for a variety of environmental and community engagement challenges. It would be very difficult to build this project with federal funding because of the process. There would be a huge number of stakeholders. It would take a very, very long time. And after the 15 or so years of planning that have gone on here, we wanted to move forward more quickly, so we went with a locally funded project rather than a federal.
And we're hoping the
City of Omaha helps out, or we have some sort of agreement in place?
The agreement does not specify cost share on this project from the City of Omaha. This is an NRD-led project.
Any other questions?
Is that the case for the rest of these?
No, there are relatively few projects where the NRD is the lead and sole funder on the design and construction. Again, even on a federal aid project, we are cost sharing with Omaha on the Miller Connection. Mm-hmm. And in most of the projects in the connectivity plan, we expect those to be generally something like 50-50 with a local partner. That's usually what we see. Sometimes they're split a little differently, kind of varied by project. But this was one that the NRD had tried to make investments in the area of Adams Park for a number of years that did not move forward, and the trail was an opportunity to provide some of the benefits of our organization and the mission in this part of our community, and so we outlined the interlocal to
Great.
Move this part.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
And Jefferson?
Aye. Thank you, Rick. Item number 8, review and recommendation of amendment to Lower Platte River Consortium Interlocal Agreement. Paul Wood.
Good afternoon. Starting in 2016, we entered with the Lower Platte River Consortium. It's got the three NRDs, Lower Platte North, Lower Platte South, and us. City of Lincoln Water System, and the Metropolitan Utilities District, and the Nebraska DNR. It's kind of organized and led by the Lower Platte South. Currently, we have that first agreement was 3 years, ended in 2019. We've amended it the last 2 years to keep the consortium going, although there's still, just like those before, there's no new funding contemplated, so we're not adding any funding or anything like that. It's just to extend the duration of it another year. That's what's proposed with this amendment here. So right now what the consortium is doing is basically following through the plan just as us communicating. We go through lots of data on drought conditions, things like that, and have 3 or 4 conference calls and a meeting every year where we're catching up with everybody with what's going on. And that's really the extent of what's happening now. I mean, there could be in the future other projects or things going on. MUD and Lincoln are still talking about the feasibility of an interconnect someday, but nothing's on the horizon right now for any type of big project related to the drought contingency plan. So, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Oh, we have a motion on this item.
I move to go with staff recommendation.
A motion?
Sorry.
Second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors?
I had two real quick. Anything about a big lake between Omaha and Lincoln?
Nothing like that.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Jeff?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Aye. Thank you. Item number 9, review and recommendation of interlocal cooperation agreement, Elkhorn Water Rescue Agreement. Waterloo RFD, John or Travis?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Travis Harlow, who is the chief of the Waterloo Volunteer Fire Department, he couldn't be here tonight, but he did provide me some information if I have any questions. But in 2017, we entered into this agreement with the Waterloo Volunteer Fire Department. The reason was is our access sites created a lot of activity for them with rescues on the river. Tanking and tubing has just exploded over the last 4 or 5 years, and there's thousands of people every day on the weekends that go down the river. And so being a volunteer fire department, they are the main responder to the Elkhorn River in that area. And so they were, their budget was getting annihilated by rescue calls. And when they respond to a rescue call, if the party refuses transport or refuses services, they cannot bill an insurance company or bill that person for those services, like an ambulance. If you ride on an ambulance, you get a bill. There's nothing in, I think, the state statute that requires them, insurance company or the individual, to pay the Waterloo Volunteer Fire Department for responding. And so we entered into this agreement where we would provide up to $30,000 per year to the department. And how the process goes is they submit receipts, invoices to the district on a yearly basis. We review those receipts, make sure that they're legitimate, and that they are eligible per the agreement to be reimbursed. And then we reimburse them for some of those expenses. They also do a great job of patrolling our access sites, and they're out on the river quite a bit just patrolling, trying to keep people safe, as well as working with the outfitters. I put in here kind of what we spent over the last few years from that agreement. The only time they've ever requested the full amount was in 2020, and those were related to 2019 expenses. So they very rarely request everything that the agreement allows them to do. So the agreement expired, and so we're basically here to redo that for another 2 year period. They've been great to work with. They respond. They know they help Sarpy County. They help City of Omaha. So it just kind of helps them get along. We kind of created a situation for them that depletes their resources, and I think the idea was to help them get through that time. So, yeah, I'd take a motion.
Thank you, John. We can have a motion on this item.
So moved.
Second.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to the item? Directors? Roll call.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Aye. That completes my report.
Finance Expenditure and Legal Subcommittee meeting is now called into order. Have a notification, item 2, notification of Open Meetings Act posting and announcement of meeting procedure. Copy of Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised Statute, State Statute 84.1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda, for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action, and we will ask the public not interrupt the directors' discussion and action. Thank you. And with that, it's a quorum call.
Finally.
Aye.
Davidson?
Here.
McCormick?
Here.
Vice Chair?
Here.
Item number five, proof of publication of meeting notice. I have that here.
You want number four?
Right, number four. Adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Yes, you can't even do this. All right. Roll call.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
And Sherperson?
Yes. Only four of us today. All right. Now, item number five, proof of publication of meeting notice. I have that here. This will be part of the permanent record. And we are item number six, review and recommendation on Washington County buyout purchase agreement, Amdor property, and Lori Laster.
So this is part of one of three grants that we applied for after the 2019 flooding, specifically for purchasing properties that were damaged during the flood. We applied for one in Washington County, Douglas County, and Carpe. We just got the appraisals completed and are starting to make offers on those properties. And this is the first one. And this property is located at 3622 County Road 34 near Fort Calhoun. And it is within the Boyer Chute Wildlife Master Plan area. And the property appraised for $138,000. However, the property owner did receive a little over $68,000 in flood insurance that was not used to repair the property. And so that will be deducted from the $138,000 appraisal value. However, with the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, he is eligible for up to 5 years of premium reimbursement for carrying a flood insurance policy, and that totaled $5,410. So the total purchase price for this is $75,121.14. And with that, I can answer any questions.
All right. Recommendation or on this a motion for this?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Any public comment? Thank you. Any public comment? All right. Staff, directors.
I have a question. Can you refresh my memory? How much does FEMA pay toward this, and how much do we pay toward this?
So FEMA pays 75%, and we
all right, thank you.
Director Davis?
Is this, do we just pretty much offer the appraised value, and there's no negotiation? It's just here it is if you want it, and we'll take it from there, or do they try to negotiate with us on the...
So there is an appeal process that they can follow. If they would like to submit another appraisal done by another appraiser,
okay,
that shows a higher value, then we can consider that. But the process is that we offer them our appraised value.
Okay.
In this case, you did it.
In this situation, you accept it, and then we just minus what you got from insurance, and that's how we get to that amount. Okay. Got it.
Thank you. Any other questions, directors? Seeing none, we'll vote.
Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Sherperson?
Yes. Item number seven, review and recommendation on Douglas County buyout purchase agreement, the Fix property. Lori Last.
So this is the second property under the grant program for approval tonight. This one is in Douglas County in the King Lake area. The property is at 24253 King Lake Road. It appraised for $50,000, and the owner received a little over $25,000 in FEMA assistance. And so his purchase offer is $24,781.31. And with that, I can answer your question.
All right.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
All right, we have a motion.
Conley?
Public comment? Anybody in the public wish to speak?
There's no one there.
Okay. They were. I swear to God, there was no one. All right. Staff. Directors. All right, seeing none, call the question. Item 7.
Yes.
Vote on number 7.
Roll call.
Roll call.
McCormick?
Yes.
Conley? Davidson?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes. And with that, none too late, we are adjourned.
Remember, tomorrow at 5:30.